Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You don't judge after what you see and what you hear. Well, then you ain't walking by sight. What are you judging by? The spirit of wisdom is on me. The spirit of the Lord. Now notice among other things, the spirit, read through it again. The spirit of what?
Wisdom
and understanding. The spirit of what?
Counsel.
And might. Let's just stop right there. That's what we're camping on some tonight. Counsel. Counsel. Will the Spirit of God counsel you?
Yes, sir.
In fact, that's one of His names, right? I mean, if you look up the manifold meaning of the word paraclete that's so frequently translated helper in the King James, one of those names is counselor. You see it in the Amplified Bible.
Yes, sir.
Counselor. Is He your counselor?
Yes, sir.
But when you learn about this, you won't be running to people so much to counsel anymore.
Amen. Yeah.
You just go straight to the source.
Amen.
Now, what is counsel? One word for counsel, I looked it up today. It's to advise. We use it the same way, modern usage. To advise, usually to advise as to a course of action. To advise as to a response or action. When you come up to something and you don't know what to do, you are not left without recourse. You have within you and upon you the spirit of counsel. And He will advise you as to the right course of action. Well, there's someone else who seeks to advise you and counsel you. Directly and through other people.
That's right.
And it is a devilish wisdom.
Yes.
And it'll put you on a path of destruction.
Sure will.
And we have to decide which one we're going to listen to. We see, I mean, from the beginning it was this way. In Genesis 3, are you there? You remember what happened here? From the beginning. Adam and Eve, out there by the tree, hanging around the wrong tree, looking at the wrong tree, right? They had all these other trees, had a garden full of trees, could have been hanging around them, eating fruit off them. Why is it that the one thing you're not supposed to have? The one thing. Well, I could meddle there. Had God given them counsel already? Had they received godly counsel and wisdom? See, wisdom gives you revelation about the plan of God and about the future. Had they gotten any wisdom from God about this? He told them, you don't eat of the fruit of this tree. Because if you do, here's knowledge. Right? Knowledge. This is evil. This is bad. I've told you. Right? What does bad mean? They wouldn't have had a clue. Here's understanding. Here's bad. You eat it, you die. Right? That's understanding, and it's wisdom that foretells how this thing will turn out if you do it. They have received the counsel of God. It didn't vex them. It was pure.
Yep.
Right? It was gentle. It was peace. It was life. And I don't know how long they made it, walking in that counsel and wisdom, until they got to hanging around this tree too much. And now they're hanging out here, and here's somebody else to give them some counsel. Oh, are y'all with me now? Is there a lot of counsel around?
Yes.
And there's a whole lot of free advice.
Yeah.
And a lot of it's worth about what you paid for. But where's that counsel coming from? Here, the enemy. The Bible said, verse 1, Genesis 3, 1, now the serpent was more what?
Subtle.
Subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, yeah, has God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? The woman said, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. She's not confused. She's been counseled. And the serpent said to the woman, you shall not surely die. What is that? That is a bald face, bare face, despicable lie. And that's who he is, and that's what he is. No, he's no, you won't die. And see, here's the wisdom now. His devilish wisdom. No, you won't die. See, God knows that when you do eat this, man, you'll have wisdom like he does. What's this about? She saw it was a tree to be desired to what? To make one wise. To make one what? What appealed to her? Oh, man, you'll know. You'll have wisdom. You'll be like gods. They already were. You'll be like gods, and you'll know good and evil. You know, he's telling her about this wisdom. What a paradox. Self-contradictory thing to say and do. What do you mean? This is going to make you wise? This is the dumbest thing that anybody ever did on the planet. And it was done with the promise of, oh, you'll be so wise. The Bible says concerning the devil, let me read, don't turn there, but let me read this to you. Ezekiel 28, the prophet refers to the king of Tyrus. And as you read through the passage, you can tell he's talking about Lucifer. And this is what it says. Thus says the Lord God, this is Ezekiel 28:12. Talking to the enemy, the devil. You sealed up the sum full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. It's talking about who we call the devil now. Now, he wasn't the devil then. Full of wisdom. He went on to say, you were perfect in your ways from the day that you were created until iniquity was found in you. Nobody tempted the devil to sin. God didn't make him with anything wrong or perverted. It was found in him. He used what God gave him and twisted it. He did it. And the Bible said in verse 17, Ezekiel 28:17, your heart was lifted up because of your beauty. How many understand he was not made a devil? He was made beautiful. He was made full of wisdom. He was made the anointed cherub that covers in the presence of the Almighty. But he said, you have corrupted your wisdom. Did you hear that phrase? You have corrupted your wisdom, and I will cast you to the ground and lay you before kings that they may behold you. He corrupted his wisdom. The Bible said in the New Testament, 2 Corinthians 11:3, don't turn there, but just listen. 2 Corinthians 11:3, he's telling those individuals, he said, I fear lest by any means as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Did you notice this? When they started off with this, the devil says, did God say? She said, just what God said. Yeah. He said, you don't eat of the fruit of the tree. You do, you'll die. Simple. Then here he comes complicating stuff. Well, yeah, now he said that. But, you know, you won't really die. No, not like you're thinking about. And what was so simple and plain in her mind is becoming complicated. Yeah, but I thought that's what he said. No, yeah, I know that's what you thought. And that's what he said. But. And it got more and more complicated. And her mind was corrupted from the simplicity. That's one of the Bible says. We're talking about the kingdom of God on Sundays, you know. Unless you're converted and become how? As a little child, you won't enter the kingdom of God. If God says you're healed, what do you say?
I'm healed.
Yeah, but now you don't understand. See, nobody in this condition has ever recovered. You're in stage 5. And, you know, I know God loves you. And you'll be, you know, we're going to all be healed, if not in this life, through death. And you're thinking, healed in death? Man, this is getting complicated. No, no, no. Amen. By his stripes, I am healed. Period, 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 period. Keep it simple, simple, basic.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but what about? See, learn to identify the counsel of the devil. It's very subtle. It's very crafty. You believe in God meets all your needs. Have you ever heard of any other stuff, though? Yeah, but now see, you didn't obey God on that and in this and the economy and in this and in that. And you're thinking, yeah, how do I believe in that case? And the moment you start scrunching up your face and going, God help me. He's already helped you. He didn't confuse you. Right? It wasn't his direction that confused you. It wasn't his word that confused you. If you're still on his word, it'd be real simple, real basic. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. That's it. It's not complicated. That's it. Faith people keep it simple. That's how you get results. Keep it simple. The more complicated it gets, it just means you've been listening to devilish counsel.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Counsel of the Ungodly, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1602G. That's R-1602G, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.